USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government says more than 3.8 million people filed unemployment claims last week. The number of coronavirus cases and deaths in the U.S. keep rising. President Trump talked from the White House about Washington's response.
I think we did a spectacular job. I'm not even referring to me. I'm referring to all of these people, including your people who have been working with my people so closely. But the federal government has done a spectacular job.
Intelligence agencies have issued a news release debunking a coronavirus conspiracy theory. According to the release, the agencies say they agree with the scientific consensus that the virus was not man-made or genetically modified. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 288 points, the Nasdaq down 25, and the S&P down 27. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Millions of people are going to break out of isolation, and they'll be able to eat at restaurants and shop at stores very soon. More than half of U.S. states are partially reopening over the next few days. Arkansas is one of them. Here's Governor Asa Hutchinson.
On May 4th, we will lift restrictions on gyms, fitness centers, and indoor athletic facilities so that they can resume operation.
Stay-at-home orders have just expired in Alabama, Maine, Tennessee, and Texas. Restrictions will be lifted in Iowa, North Dakota, and Wyoming on Friday. But California has been having some problems with new hotspots and outbreaks. Governor Gavin Newsom has decided to make beaches off-limits once again after way too many people crowded them last weekend.
We're going to do a hard close in that part of the state, just in the Orange County area.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Help for small businesses is on the way with the replenishing of the Paycheck Protection Program. But there's been a few technical problems. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The government's Paycheck Protection Program for small business coronavirus relief loans reopened earlier this week with a fresh $310 billion in funding available for small businesses. There have been some glitches in the system, and financial expert Chris Hogan tells Fox News.
Well, I'm hearing from all different sides, people that have excellent relationships with their bank, but still their application was pending. They never got even affirmation that it was received. I'm hearing people that have tried to follow up on it, and they're getting either rejected or kicked out of the system. And so I'm hearing a lot of nightmare stories and as far as the businesses around the country. And so I'm just advising people to let's not wait on the government to try to save the day. We're going to have to look at this and make some tough decisions. We have two options. You have the employee retention credit that will allow you to put cash in your pocket without taking on debt, and also the deferment of payroll taxes. And so I'm just encouraging businesses out there to take a really hard look and pivot. I'm hearing about restaurants that instead of being able to have dinners, they're selling their options for people to be able to buy so they can keep their doors open.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.